Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of power here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noel Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. We're going to put a pause on our conversation around the National Football League for a second here, because I do want to talk a little bit of round ball, the Washington Wizards opening up their preseason slate this weekend. And joining us right now to talk more about the Washington Wizards is our pal Ben Strober, the host of the Locked On Wizards podcast. You can download that wherever you get your podcast. You can check it out on YouTube as well. Give our guy Ben a follow on the X app at Strober Sports. Ben, what's going on, bro? How are you?
Hey, man. It's kind of crazy being on the other side of this for once, huh?
I'm about to say, man, look, it's long overdue. Glad we're able to bring you on here. Not a lot of folks interested in the DC family right now because it is right in the heart of football season, but preseason opens up this Sunday for the Washington Wizards. I know you've been covering this group extensively throughout the dog days of the summer. I guess we'll kick off the conversation with this, your expectations for the 2025 Washington Wizards.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious, and most people that follow this team closely know that this team is going to lose plenty of games this year, and that's completely strategic. New York owns their first-round pick if it is not in the top eight, so the Wizards would have to finish in the bottom four to at least guarantee that they would be able to pick in the first round. And I think it's pretty obvious right now that this Wizards team has a couple of nice pieces that are there right now, but still looking to find who's going to be that cornerstone player. They need an alien. We know in today's day and age in the NBA that you need to find a true superstar player to be competitive, to compete, especially in the Eastern Conference. And although it's weaker this year, I expect the Wizards to be very strategic within this youth movement. It's going to lead to a lot of losses, but ultimately, I think you'll be excited about some certain things and storylines that are going to take place over the course of the season.
I know you were talking about Alex Saar in the latest episode of Locked On Wizards. I know a lot of Wizards fans are really drinking the Keyshawn George Kool-Aid right now. And I don't mean that as any sort of slight, because Keyshawn George is a hell of a hooper. I still believe Alex Saar is the young wizard, Ben, that has the most upside in terms of being, you know, that franchise-altering talent that is needed to get into this next stage of the rebuild. Your expectations for him coming up this year, and do you agree with my sentiments? Are we sleep at all on Alex Saar and where he ranks amongst the young Wiz kids?
Oh, 100%, because the only thing really stopping Alex Saar from being great is Alex Saar. I think that's the best way I could put it, because you see the size that he has as a 7-footer and the ability to move with the basketball. He can do some things really well, and you know, we saw that in his rookie season, almost a block and a half per game. He's got elite-level rim protection ability already, and I think that's going to get better as he progresses throughout his NBA career. One of the things that the general manager of the Wizards, Will Dawkins, told us at Media Day is that Alex Saar was the best switch defender in the NBA last year, which was a bit surprising to me, but if Doc says so, I'll take his word for it right now.
That makes sense, though, man. I mean, that's like, yeah. And I know Wizards fans don't, it's not the sexy piece of his game, but we knew it last year when he was drafted. The offensive game is a work in progress, but on defense, he comes in with all NBA tools already.
Yeah, one of the things that I talked about in my episode today, actually, was who do the Wizards want Alex Saar to be? Because he's a guy that takes a ton of three-pointers. He's one of three guys, I believe, that hit over 100 three-pointers for this team last year. Not really at a super efficient rate, but without, here's a stat that's going to blow your mind. I found this out today doing some research on the guy. From 0 to 3 feet from the rim, Alex Saar shot 17% last year.
What?
It's just absolutely unacceptable if he wants to be a dominant post player in the future for this team. And I think overall his shot selection just has to get better. Alex Saar can be a kick-ass player in the post if he doesn't get in his own way. If we see him play with physicality and fire that we saw from him, you know, on occasion last year, I think he'd be really damn good, because sometimes when you watch him play, you just go, Alex, dunk the damn ball. Come on, man, just go up and show everyone how physically imposing you can be. Stop fading away from the basket. I think Alex Saar is going to have a good year this year. It's just a matter of if he can stay out of his own way at times offensively.
I totally agree with you, and I'm excited to of the young Wizards, Ben, he's the one I'm most excited to see this year. What type of step can he take? Because it's no slight to Bub, it's no slight to George or Bilal or Cam or Trey Johnson. Alex Saar, to me, I don't even think it's a conversation, Ben. He has the most upside of anybody on this roster in terms of whose ceiling is the highest out of all of the young Wizards. I think it's clearly Alex Saar. Hopefully he gets a chance to prove that this year. I just mentioned Cam Whitmore. What are your expectations for him? I wonder if Wizards fans are, because we're like kind of lost in the sauce with the Commanders right now, it's very easy to forget about what the Wizards have done this summer, but acquiring Cam Whitmore was a big, big deal. And based on Bilal not being healthy, seems like Cam Whitmore is in line to start for the Washington Wizards.
I don't think he'll start on opening night, because I think they give the nod to Middleton and George as your 3 and 4 combo on opening night. I just think that's the way it plays out. But I could totally see Whitmore early on if you have a back-to-back early on in the season before Coulibaly is back. I think he's only expected to miss about a week or two. At least that's what we were told. But Whitmore's kind of become the DC family darling, I'd like to call it, really over the past couple of weeks. You've seen it at Media Day, the majority of the players asking other players how they felt about Cam Whitmore, what they think about him, what the coaching staff envisions for him. And look, you put it this way, Cam Whitmore is already one of the more talented offensive players on this team, given just what he's done through his first 2 years in the association, his per 36 minutes, averaging around 22 points per game. He had more explosive dunks last year, and I got to give Chase Hughes, our guy at Monumental Sports, some credit for digging this stat up. He had more explosive dunks over 35 inches from his vertical leap than the entire Wizards roster combined last year. And when I look at the measurables, how he stacks up compared to everyone else in this roster at 6'7", 235, my goodness, he's a freight train. He is bigger than Alex Saar. And the one thing we've heard from the players and just getting to have some of these informal workouts, and they say, like, I would not want to get in his way coming down the lane. So I think he's going to be exciting in the opportunities that he gets. Everything's going to have to be earned this year. Will Dawkins said it, no more handouts. Essentially everything for this Wizards team is going to be a meritocracy, and Whitmore's going to have his fair share. If he can get it done on the defensive side of the basketball, which he hasn't really done the first two years of his career, I think he could carve out a role for himself pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what he is capable of bringing to the table. He looks like an NBA player. Looked like one on draft night a few years ago. So
Hey, the Ravens could have used him out there on defense a couple of days ago.
I'm about to say.
Because he was out at the bank, and the way the Ravens have been defensively, they might need him to step in at D-tackle.
Yeah, maybe a different type of two-way player for the Washington Wizards this year, talking about our guy Cam Whitmore. Ben, we will let you go on this. A bold prediction for the 2025 Washington Wizards, whether it's the success of a youngin or so on and so forth. What do you got?
Yeah, this is an easy one. Trey Johnson's going to win the Rookie of the Year award.
There we go.
I'll just give it to you straight up. I think Cooper Flagg is obviously the heavy favorite right now, but he's already in a situation where he has a lot more talent around him. If Trey Johnson can get starter minutes, whether he actually starts or gets starter minutes off the bench, I think this guy is really going to show why he was one of the more slept-on players that ultimately fell to the Wizards at number 6 overall. We keep seeing how obsessed he is with basketball, how the team's having a hard time getting him to, like, rest. It's crazy. Did you see that interaction today? Where
well, so I love that problem, by the way. That's a damn okay problem with me, Trey.
Look, man, it's the Jaden Daniels mindset right there. And we know how good Jaden Daniels has been. You want somebody that lives and breathes the sport, doesn't have any hobbies outside of the sport. I really think he has a good opportunity to win the award. He's got the second best odds per Vegas. So if you're feeling frisky, place the bet.
You heard him. Feeling frisky, place the bet. Ben, we appreciate you. As always, make sure you check out the Locked On Wizards podcast on YouTube as well as wherever you download your podcast. Ben, we appreciate you, man. Get some rest. What are you doing up right now?
Yeah, I appreciate you, Linnell. Have a good rest of the night, man.
Yes, indeed. That is our guy, Ben Strober. Make sure you give him a follow on the X app at Strober Sports. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back, Nell's Super Six Pack, my top 6 teams in the NFL next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Always love catching up with a guy, Ben Strober. Make sure you download the Locked On Wizards podcast wherever you're able to get your podcasts. Good talking a little bit of NBA. I don't know how much Wizards will talk here in the next couple of weeks as their season gets underway. We have been talking about it all night long. The Capitals, their season underway tomorrow night at home against the Boston Bruins. It is a 7:30 faceoff. And, of course, you can hear the action right here on your flagship home for Washington Capitals hockey. 106.7 The Fan. Caps taking on the Boston Bruins. Right now, we are in part two of a triple header on ESPN here on opening night of the NHL season. It's right now the Pittsburgh Penguins up 1-0 over the New York Rangers. The first part of this triple header was underway earlier as the Florida Panthers knocked off the Chicago Blackhawks by a score of 3-2, and the triple header wraps up in about an hour with the LA Kings playing host to the Colorado Avalanche. So a full deck of hockey for you puck lovers out there here on opening night. Right now, though, want to get to the most highly anticipated power ranking segment in all of sports talk radio. Me and the committee burning the midnight oil last night trying to figure out who we're going to put in the six-pack. We'll wait no longer to give you our six teams. It is time for Nell's Super Six-Pack. Let's get into it. Nell's Super Six-Pack. My top six teams in the National Football League. Almost, but not good enough. Three teams. The Seattle Seahawks, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Denver Broncos. All teams right now, Seattle's 3-2. Denver's 3-2. San Francisco, a record of 4-1. They just haven't played anybody to start the year. They picked up their signature win on Thursday Night Football this past week to kick off week number 5 as they were able to knock off Sean McVay's L.A. Rams. The Niners have an interesting dilemma at quarterback. Because Mac Jones is playing so well, and this is why I pat myself on the back because I said it, Brock Purdy, in the success that he is having, is a byproduct of playing in the most quarterback-friendly scheme and system in the National Football League. Talking about that Shanahan West Coast offense, Mac Jones executing it to perfection the other night against the L.A. Rams. And if you're Kyle Shanahan and company, I know you paid Brock Purdy all this money. But damn, are you having buyer's remorse at all right now? If you're a Niners fan, they have looked damn good to start this year, man, and have been super excited. They've been damn good to start this year, and it feels like, to me, I'm not buying them all the way yet, but the Niners definitely have my attention. The Denver Broncos, another team, almost but not good enough. Listen, here's the thing when it comes to Denver. Bo Nix still hasn't played well yet to start this year, so we're waiting on that. Real quick, though, as we're up against number 6 in L Super Six Pack, my top 6 teams in the NFL. Number 6, the Indianapolis Colts. Big fan of what Shane Steichen and company have going on down there in Indy. Their defense is flying around, getting after folks. Daniel Jones playing some of the most efficient quarterback in the NFL. I also think Jonathan Taylor back looking like his all-pro self. It's going to be a very interesting division race in that loaded, all of a sudden loaded, AFC South. Speaking of the AFC South, number 5 in the Super Six Pack, making their debut. Colts made their debut this week as well. Jags also making their debut at number 5 last night, definitely influencing the committee's decision to put them at number 5. Anthony Campanelli's defense leading the NFL in turnovers forced. Trevor Lawrence played his first good game of the season yesterday on Monday Night Football. Hopefully, the Jags are turning a little bit of a corner here, and people should be taking them seriously after their win last night against Kansas City. Number 4, the MVP, Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Bucks. He is my MVP right now. I don't think it's much of a debate. He has looked awesome. Emeka Egbuka continuing his run and quest for Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think it's a two-man race right now. I think it's Bill Krosky-Merritt, and I think it is Emeka Egbuka in terms of the dudes that have the best opportunity to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. They come in at number 4. Number 3, the Detroit Lions. A lot of people are going to have them number 1. They've looked damn good. Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery doing a good job toting the rock in the backfield. Amon-Ra St. Brown making big plays. Jameson Williams getting behind defenses. And most importantly, Aleem McNeil, their defensive tackle for the Lions, taken off of the PUP list. So you're going to get to see him back in action coming up here momentarily as well as that defense continues to get better. Their one issue, Terrion Arnold, their star perimeter corner, dealing with a little bit of an injury. We'll see how long he is out. Yes, they lost, but they're still in the Super Six Pack. Eagles Coming at number two, despite losing to Denver at home this past weekend, I think the Eagles are a damn good team. Denver's just a good matchup for them. I think the Eagles will be in this six-pack all year long. And then number one, the team that was the lone unbeaten team in the NFL before Sunday Night Football, I'm still giving the benefit of the doubt to the Buffalo Bills. That offense, explosive. That defense got a little bit exposed in the secondary the other night against Drake May and company, but I still am buying the Buffalo Bills as the best team in the NFL. That's no super six-pack. Colts at six, Jags at five, Bucks at four, Lions at three, Eagles at two, Bills at one. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's take a spin around the National Football League, look at some of the top storylines heading in to week number six in the NFL. It's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's take a spin around the National Football League here real quick and peek ahead at week number six, because a lot of juicy matchups on the slate. We opened up the show talking about the quarterback situation in Cleveland with the Browns. Now that Shador Sanders is being elevated to the backup, how quickly do we expect to see him? I'm also interested in the quarterback situation in New York with the Jets. They're 0-5. Justin Fields hasn't looked very good to start the year, and they're going up against a Broncos defense that is going to be swarming like bees on honey coming up across the pond. They'll play that game coming up 9:30 a.m. Eastern time out at out in London. That'll kick off the Sunday slate. But that quarterback situation definitely has my attention right now. Aaron Glenn is the first coach in Jets history to start 0-5 in his first five games. And I am curious to see whether or not he is able to right the ship there. And because he is a Jet alumni, because he is a former player of the organization, it just doesn't feel like one and done is a possibility. But the Jets looked bad. For Dallas to beat them the way that they did was embarrassing. Right now, the Jets, I think it's like a four-headed race right now. The Jets, the Giants, the Saints, and the Raiders, to me, are the clear-cut four worst teams in football. I know some folks are going to put the Titans in that category as well. Titans and Raiders lock horns this weekend as well. But it is going to be interesting to see who is picking at the top of the draft, especially when you consider what this quarterback class is going to look like coming up here in 2026. Maybe the right move to be at the top of the draft. We will ultimately see. A couple of teams this week that I think have a massive opportunity to prove themselves as being quote-unquote for real. There's two teams I'm going to circle. I think this is a big, big, big spot coming up this weekend for the San Francisco 49ers. I know they won a tough division game on a short week, walking wounded style, this past Thursday. But now you're on the road against Tampa, and Baker looks like the league MVP right now. 1,283 yards, 10 TDs, one interception. Tampa has been awesome. We'll see how San Francisco stacks up against them this weekend. That's probably my favorite game on tap this weekend. We also get another game between two teams still looking to earn respect in the NFL for 2025. And I know we saw Jacksonville win last night, but they got the Seattle Seahawks coming to town this Sunday. They're going to be on a short week. But I think Jacksonville matches up with them really well. Jags only a 1.5-point favorite in this one. I'm super curious to see if they're able to handle business. I don't know if they'll have Trayvon Walker back this week. I know he had the wrist surgery, so he had to miss Monday night, but I think he'll be able to club it up and give it a go coming up on Sunday. Can I make a bold prediction for the weekend? If I had to make one bold prediction for week six in the National Football League, my bold prediction, I think the Browns get the Steelers this week. I think Quinshon Judkins runs wild in Pittsburgh this weekend. I am going with the Browns. He's made a believer out of me. I don't know what to expect at quarterback. There was a caller earlier that said, Dylan Gabriel wasn't that bad this past weekend. Hot cross buns. I had a solo in hot cross buns in my middle school band performance. So I'll always, that song will always have a special spot in my heart. But, yeah, that's the Steelers defense. Hot cross buns. I think Quinshon Judkins has a big day on the ground. I know the Steelers are feeling themselves. If I was a 3-1 team, if our commanders were 3-1, we'd be sipping a Kool-Aid as well. Here's my thing. The only time this year that they've played a formidable opponent, talk about Pittsburgh, they got that ass spanked. The Seattle Seahawks, at home, I might add, Kenneth Walker went Kanye crazy. 13 carries for 105 yards. He averaged 8 yards a pop against the Steelers defense. I think Quinshon Judkins is going to have a good day against Pittsburgh. And this is what's interesting. This is why the Bengals are stupid, and stupid organizations will forever be stupid. Dude, if I'm Cincy, and I get it, you got to be realistic with yourself, and maybe them getting a top 5 pick coming up in this year's draft is what they need to get them another foundational piece to help Joe Burrow when he's back and healthy. But if you're Cincy, you're 2-3, you're 2 games back at Pittsburgh right now, and you just added a quarterback. And I'll tell you what about the Steelers. I'm a guy that's believed in Pittsburgh since the offseason. I love Aaron Rodgers. I think he got a bad rap for what happened with New York. But the Steelers' schedule coming up, gets a little unchy, right? They'll beat the hell out of the Browns this week. No, they won't. I told you the Browns would win. So you probably should catch a game there. Then you take on the Steelers on Thursday Night Football. That'll be a toss-up. I'll probably give it to Pittsburgh. But then Pittsburgh's got the Packers. They've got the Colts. They've got the Chargers. They've got the Bills. They've got the Lions before the season ends. This AFC North battle for the division winner is going to be an interesting one, and it's something that I'll be monitoring throughout the rest of the season. I am kind of surprised, though, that this is the backup that the Bengals decided to go after. And I don't know how long it's going to take for Flacco to be named the starter, because Jake Browning has been terrible. But I don't know, man. I will say this, though, about the AFC as a whole. After 5 weeks of football, I think it's very clear who is the cream of the crop and who is the best team in the conference. I think it's the Buffalo Bills. What's interesting to me moving forward is that conversation for second place in this conference. I think we all think Buffalo is the best team, but I can make strong arguments for Jacksonville being the second best team. I can make a strong argument. You all aren't going to like this. What about the Patriots? The Patriots feel like this year's Commanders team, or last year's Commanders team, rather. Drake May coming into his own. To get a statement win like that on the road against Buffalo is huge. They're in a stretch right now where they've got three straight on the road. They're at Buffalo, they're at New Orleans, and they're at Tennessee. So that is tough. But yeah, man, like I'm buying the Patriots right now. They look like they've hit on Will Campbell at left tackle. You got Christian Gonzalez back defensively. I'm buying them. I still don't get how they lost. Well, I do get it. They were ravaged with penalties in the opener against the Raiders, but the Patriots look like a legitimate group to me right now, man. It's going to be interesting to see what goes on in the AFC. In the NFC, it's a juggernaut right now. I think it is loaded. I think if we're talking about clear-cut best team, I think it's a three-headed race right now between Detroit, Philadelphia, and Green Bay. Tampa, Detroit, and Philadelphia, Not going to put the Packers in that conversation. But each and every week we're going to learn something about a team in this National Football League. I want to see Tampa Bay this weekend handle business. I want to see the Bucs continue to show the world that they are legit, that they are for real. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Ryan Fowler joins us next. Welcome back. It is overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the always free Odyssey app. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up the 10 o'clock. But right now, I want to go back out to the guest hotline. Actually, for the first time, this show is where we find one of the smartest football minds you'll ever get the chance to talk to, man. Our guy, Ryan Fowler. You can follow him on the X app for all types of good All-22 breakdowns at _Ryan_Fowler_ Mr. Double Underscore himself. How are you, my friend? Good to catch up with you, pal.
Absolutely. Always appreciate you having me on the now.
Yes, indeedy, man. Ryan Fowler, one of the absolute best. And Ryan, I wanted to get your thoughts on a couple of different items. We'll take a spin around the National Football League with you, but I also want to get your specific thoughts on Washington's performance yesterday against the Chargers. You scored 27 unanswered points in LA yesterday. So I do want to start on the defensive side of the football. It was yesterday the byproduct of going up against a battered offensive line and Noah Marion Hampton, or is this Commanders defense, are they starting to turn a corner?
Well, no, I wish I could sit here, like yesterday where you score 27 and you don't allow a single point, second, third, fourth quarters, and say the defense, is taking the turn, but that's why it's always so important, right? You mentioned at the top to watch film,
yeah.
Really see what's going on. There's still a ton of coverage breakdowns on this back end right now for Washington. They're trying to mix up their looks, man zone, whatever they're doing, and different personnel as well, which I credit Joe Witt for trying to do. But there are a lot of coverage breakdowns right now, and I think if they do have Rashawn out there, they do have Joe Wald at tackle, and they give Justin Herbert some more time, I think that's a different ballgame. But at the end of the day, as you know, Linnell, injuries happen,
yep.
and next man up, and you got to play with him who's in front of you, and you got to execute. And yesterday, the Burgundy and Gold executed higher than Jim Harbaugh's unit, and it was also shocking yesterday. Not a lot of teams can go into L.A., any team that's coached by Jim Harbaugh, whether you're at Michigan or San Francisco, wherever, and beat them up. And that's what Washington did, specifically the second, third, and fourth quarter. So, again, I wish I could say the defense really stepped up. I just think it really was a byproduct a little bit of all the injuries that the Chargers have gone through, specifically up front in the trenches.
And it feels like for this defense, Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong, a trend is starting to form. In their two losses against Atlanta and Green Bay, this front four in particular was not very good. In the three wins, L.A., New York, and Vegas, the front four has looked like the Purple People Eaters. Which version of that group do you expect to see moving forward? Because I think they've got the horses up front. It just feels like their play has been a little inconsistent to start the year as well.
I agree. And even if you look back over the last few years where you've had some alphas in the building, right? I mean, you look at Chase and Montez, you look at John Allen, you look at, I think even guys you tried to get some pull some ability out of in John Ridgeway and Phil Mathis. Those guys aren't here anymore. But you've tried to build up this front four to where you've even kind of – everything looks super structured at times in this front seven to where I've looked at Frankie Louvu, Linnell, and I said, you know, it's a little bit of a square peg in a round hole right now. That guy's a freelancer. Let him run around. Let him put his hair on fire and go make plays and just not live behind a front four and fill the A and B gaps. I just think – a little bit more creativity up front with where these guys are aligning. I would love to see some more creativity in the alignment for a guy like Johnny Newton and even some more with Javon Kinlaw, who Linnell, I think, has been outstanding through the first 5 weeks of football. But overall, I think if you can find a happy median when you get into divisional play and you can limit the likes of Saquon Barkley and maybe get a few wins against the Eagles this year and put yourself in a good spot come late winter when it really starts to get cold and teams want to try to run the football on you, that's when the big boys are going to come to play. And I think, again, if you could find that happy medium with those guys up front, you're going to be in a good spot to win some football games and hopefully a deep front here once we get to the winter months.
You mentioned Johnny Newton, highlighted him earlier, as well as that entire, you know, 24 draft class really had their best day as a class yesterday, I think is how I would put it. And it's spearheaded by Johnny Newton, to me, having his best game as a pro. We've had some back and forth conversations on this show about Jazon Newton because I just don't feel like he, one, fits what they want schematically from a defensive tackle. He's undersized and can be a liability at times when playing the run. But there is no denying his ability to get upfield and penetrate when it comes to the obvious passing downs. Where do you sit in the Jazon Newton camp, Ryan?
Yeah, I think even coming out of Illinois, Linnell, I was excited. You know, I thought they got a ton of value grabbing him early on day two. But there are reasons why certain players like that, where we talked about, you know, heading into the 24 draft where he's a top 15 guy lock, right? It didn't happen.
Right.
So they grab him in the 36th overall selection. And I think he's a guy right now where I want to see more. I think I'm in the bucket with you. But then again, when I look at the skill set at 300 pounds, and I think he is a little bit undersized, but I love guys that are in the middle that have that explosiveness, that I can play one tech, that can play head up on the guard. There's times Illinois where he's playing a wide nine or right on the outside shoulder of the tackle and rushing from out there as well. And that's kind of where it come from with the alignment versatility for him to where you have so many bodies continue to be unique in what you do up front and the guys that are swapping in and out because he's not playing 95% of the snaps right now. So I kind of am in the middle where I want to see more, but I also am excited about the potential. But that word potential, Linnell, is scary because it can ultimately get coaches fired.
For sure. So here's my like logic for it because I totally agree with you. I do want to see them become more multiple and versatile with the fronts. I think their versatility is able to show up when they're clearly winning on first and second down. Then on those third down obvious passing situations, it allows you to get a little bit freakier with your alignment. But the run defense, while it's improved, Ryan, I still think it's something that that's going to continue to be a work in progress throughout the course of the season. Continuing with this defense for a second, man, because I think, you know, obviously we get into the offense. They were, you know, spectacular yesterday and have been all season long for the most part here. But in terms of what you're seeing in the back end here and the problems that Washington is having, is it a schematic problem to you or is it more of a personnel issue? And do you trust that this front four is going to be able to continue to mask their deficiencies?
Yeah, it's a great question, Linnell. And I think it's a little bit of both. And I think when you look at it, for me, there's politics in sports, right? I wish there weren't, but there are.
Yeah.
And when you bring guys in and you use capital to do so, and speaking, of course, of Marshawn Lattimore, you know, you brought him in not to have an asterisk next to his name to say, hey, look, you're going to be this if the front four gets home. No, we need you to cover even if the front four or five does not get home. That's what they brought him in here to do, to shut down the elites of the NFC East. But right now, I think it's a little bit of scheme, right? He ran his lowest man rate since 2018 yesterday, so you're trying to mix up the looks a little bit. But then as well, it is the personnel. Because right now, for me, Linnell, Washington's best perimeter corner is Trey Amos, and that's a rookie.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's a concern for me when you get to face the bigger, badder ball clubs that you're going to see here in the specifically next 4 to 6 weeks with the Mahomeses and the Detroit Lions of the world, and Dallas is going to score points. That's where my concerns arise, because those front fives as well are also going to be able to protect the quarterback. And if you can't get home, are you going to have to score 35 points a game and have a Big 12 type of shootout every week? And I don't think that's a recipe for success. So for me, it is scheme. It is personnel. They need more talent on the back end right now. I think that's even – I think we all love Jeremy Reeves.
Yeah.
But at times he's just all over the place in coverage and in downhill. So overall, I think it is a little bit of both right now. But and Trey Amos as a rookie is your best perimeter corner. That's – for me, that's a little bit of an issue right now.
Joined right now by our pal Ryan Fowler. Give him a follow on the X app for some of the best, most in-depth all 22 breakdowns on social media at underscore Ryan Fowler underscore. I want to – flip over to the offense, man. I named it last year, exotic smash mouth football. To me, it's probably the most difficult rushing attack to prepare for in the NFL. Not just because you have to deal with the headache of Jayden Daniels being a big factor in the run game, but they're just so multiple in terms of what they do up front. If you're like a DC preparing for this group, the play chart, or rather the slideshow rather, is miles long in terms of each of the different runs you have to be prepared for. If you're Washington, after watching the way this group has looked in the three wins, Ryan, is that their identity? Is this a run first football team, despite having a top 10 paid wide receiver, despite having a bona fide top 10 quarterback at the position?
Yeah, I think it has to be. I think it has to be. You know, and I know things switched up, of course, with the depth chart and in touches and everything like that with the Austin Eckler injury. But when they drafted Bill Kroski Merritt, you know, I said it on social media, and I'll pat my back a little bit. I don't like to do it a ton.
Go ahead and do it, because I can vouch for you, because I've seen the receipts.
Exactly. I thought he was the most talented guy to enter the room when they drafted him. And that's even, of course, when Brian was there and Austin was there. And I think right now, bottom line is, it doesn't matter who's carrying the ball. You got to have a bunch of guys that steal people's lunch up front.
Yes.
And I just want to tip my cap to the left side with Laremy Tunsil and Chris Paul. Chris Paul is taking advantage of an opportunity. He's not the guy that you're going to pick first and, you know, stepping off the bus, but he just gets up front, puts his hand in the dirt, and lets you know about it up front. The Commanders are averaging, Linnell, I was looking at some numbers today, they're averaging nearly 9 yards a carry running off his left hip. 9 yards a carry.
It's crazy.
So he's getting after people along this front five and creating lanes for a guy like Bill Merritt, who can see, has vision, has quickness, who can hit the hole and consistently create positive yards. So this is a run-first football team. I love the versatility as far as attacking teams east, west, north, south in the ground game, where you're going gap or you're going zone. Or we even saw Tyler Biotis pull yesterday.
Yeah.
Not a lot of guys do that from the pivot spot. This is a run-first football team. I hope they keep it that way, because that's what's going to work here as we get forward the next few weeks.
Couple of quick hitters here as we go quickly around the National Football League and look at some of what happened during yesterday's games. Let's start with what happened on Sunday Night Football. Are you buying the 2025 Patriots to threaten the Bills in this division?
I'll say this. I'm a big fan of culture. I really am. Mm-hmm. And as far as the head coach with Mike Vrabel, you know, and having players that want to play for you, not a Jay Gruden situation, not players coach, that type.
Yeah.
Just having a guy that can lead. Dan Quinn, same type of boat. Dan Campbell as well. I am a believer. I'm a big Drake May guy. I love the way that this defense is playing. They hit on Will Campbell at left tackle. This is a team that played hard. They play physical. They don't care who you are. And they're going to line up every single game and go at you as far as just in the ground game, letting Drake sling it around. Defense is going to improve. They got one of the best corners in football in Christian Gonzalez. Not going to say that name too loud around these parts, Linnell. But they're going to get after everybody. I like what they're doing up there in New England.
Who's your MVP right now?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think it's clear cut at all. I really don't. I wish I would have a good answer for you. I love what Jared Goff is doing in Detroit. Oh, my gosh.
Baker yesterday, 4-8 completions.
Honestly, Baker Mayfield. I would say Baker Mayfield right now in Tampa Bay. I think it is Baker Mayfield. And maybe the Cleveland Browns are scratching their head a little bit as far as what happened there, but he is coming out, and the way he's producing under center, making tight window throws, all three levels of the field, he's just a guy that goes out there and competes his tail off. He's a guy you want to play for. Tampa Bay's 4-1. There's a heck of a game out there in Seattle yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Baker Mayfield.
Ryan, we appreciate you as always, man. We'll make it a regularly scheduled appointment, my friend.
Honestly, you're the best, and I appreciate you, man.
That is Ryan Fowler. Make sure you give him a follow on the X app at underscore Ryan Fowler underscore. That is going to do it here for this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You've been tapped in to the youngest in charge in L. Willingham. If you want to keep the conversation going on social media, it is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Thank you to your calls. Thank you for Wes behind the glass taking your calls. Thank you to our pal Kevin Sheehan. Thank you to our pal Ryan Fowler. I'm back with you, I believe, Friday here on Overtime. If you want to check me out tomorrow, 4 to 7 on our sister station, the Team 980, for the Burgundy and Gold today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.